Welcome to the Millennial Boundaries Podcast, where we talk about all things millennial from the 80s to the 2000s. My name is Dee Dee, and I'm a 90s baby. You already know how we coming. But if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you know when I'm coming. What's up? I'm finally here with the first episode of Millennial Boundaries. Our topic for today is generational curses, but before we dive into the topic, I want to let you guys know what to expect from Millennial Boundaries podcast. We're going to be talking about all things millennial, from the trends to the mental health. Millennials are known as the Generation Y, or the Net Generation. Millennials are defined as individuals born in between the years of 1984 and 2004. So I'm a millennial myself, born in 96. But I've been here before. You know, mentally I'm like 30, but that's something that's going to speak for itself. So as millennials, we are doing a lot of great things, from entertainment to technology. So in this podcast, we're discussing it all. So make sure you hit that subscribe button and stay listening.
Here we go again. Kissed my face and you swore, again. Said you'd be there, I thought you were, but you weren't. Again, is it because I'm not worthy, or is it because I'm not pretty, or maybe I'm too witty, and I admit sometimes I'm too giddy, but I've tried to refrain, but the wires in my brain begin to bug out, driving me just a little bit insane, but it's you. You shine like rainbows, and I get this feeling in my toes, and this sweet scent fills my nose, and I give love another try, and I trust your word because it's you, but then again you fail to come through, and promises from you are broken again. You think maybe I had enough, but I guess this skin just looks tough because my lover once again got me fucked up. Here we go again. Abandoned. The forgotten. Hair like mine, thick as wool, but soft like cotton. Your head's like mine, brown and round in my attitudes like yours, said I'll always be yours. Then I looked by my side when I wept and I cried, when I fell down 10 times, when I needed you there with me just like you promised me. So I'm thinking why my dad left me, and why you didn't take me, and how could time fly? You said you called last time, but I was 17. I'm still thinking, see. Now I'm 23, and things that used to break make me, and questions I had to ask answered. Now I couldn't give a fuck if you answered. For real.
We kicking things off strong with my baby girl Jace with the wonderful poem Tease. Y'all probably ain't know my dog was coming like that, but it's way more to come. And she paved the way for our topic today, which is generational curses. Again, I want to thank you so much, Jace, for that wonderful poem. So, as millennials, we are paving the way for the next generation, and I really love that. I want to be the voice that other people are scared to speak with. You know, there is no time like the present. So, we're going to go ahead and dive in head first. So what do generational curses mean to you? Do you believe in generational curses? And do you think that generational curses play a huge role in your life? These are some self-evaluational questions that you can ask yourself during this podcast. Now, me personally, I believe in generational curses, starting from my great-grandmother on down. I'm currently in the process of breaking generational curses. I'm not really going to touch on what the generational curses are or what type of ways they affected me in this episode, but more so about what generational curses are and how, what type of ways and what type of methods that you can use to kind of push yourself through those doubts or the anxiety or the depression. So there are many things that can define generational curses, from depression to addiction and bad habits. The drive in generational curses to me is comfort, just because once you get comfortable, you know, you don't want to go to the next level. So that generational curse, it'll come in and it'll take you right where you're comfortable at. So, you know, everybody likes to be comfortable, right? But being too comfortable can be a negative aspect. So I'm just ready to hit on this, and we're going to take it away. So I want to start off by quoting an article from Christianity.com. This was published by Hank Hanegraaff. The title says, Are Generational Curses Biblical? Now, this just is going to give a brief explanation as to what a generational curse is, and I think it kind of describes the meaning of a generational curse well, so I'm just going to share this with you all. A generational curse is believed to be passed down from one generation to another due to rebellion against God. If your family line is marked by divorce, incest, poverty, anger, or other ungodly patterns, you're likely under a generational curse. The Bible says that these curses are tied to choices. Our families have the greatest influence on our development, including the development of our patterns of sin. Some people even assert that family or generational curses are passed down along generational lines. This belief comes from Old Testament passages which say that God punishes the children and their children for the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. Whether or not families inherit spiritual curses, it's obvious that patterns of sin are passed down through families. Everyone sins, but just as culture, ethnicity, and gender steer our patterns of sin in particular directions, so do our families. We inherit many traits and preferences from our parents that aren't always a positive influence on ourselves or others. When we acquire a sinful habit or belief that negatively affects our lives or those around us, this is known as the generational curse. It is the shadow side of behavior passed down through the generations. But is it possible to break this cycle of suffering? Just because you may feel like you've given it all you have to offer doesn't mean that you have to get comfortable. Keep pushing. And just because your mom or your dad settled doesn't mean that you have to settle. Segregate yourself and choose a different route, a route that's only for you. You know, you don't always have to stay in the same situations as your loved ones. You can leave, you're going to come back. I guarantee they're still going to be doing the same thing. And like I always say, if you can look back at yourself a year ago and you're doing the same thing as before, it's time to make a change. You got to put your best foot forward. There's a lot you can do if you put your mind to the test. And that's really a message that I'm trying to get across with this podcast. Because, you know, generational curses is not something that you have to live with. They can be broken. So growing up, generational curses were thrown directly at my face. You know, just being my mother's only girl and the oldest, gossip was always sparked between family members. You know, if I breathe wrong, if I flip my hair wrong, oh, is she going to be just like her mom? Like anything, you know, negative just to come out. So nothing against my mother, so that's a disclaimer, but I was stereotyped at a young age because of my mother's actions, and because of that, I grind harder. So I have a different hustle. You know, this hustle is very personal, and at my age, I feel like I'm paving the way for my little brothers, because I'm only 23, just this past April, you know, and I have my own apartment, my own car, a good paying job, and it's like I still want more. It's like it's still not enough. I mean, it's enough. I'm grateful, but I feel like there's more that I can do and more that I can give myself and more that I can give my son and my family. So, you know, again, I'm not throwing any shots at my mother, because it's simply, you know, it may not have been as challenging mentally to overcome for her as it was for me. You know, generational curses are not easily broken, but they can be broken. Generational curses are nothing to be ashamed of. If you're currently fighting urges, just stay positive. You know, keep a positive mindset. Dispose negative thoughts. We don't want no negative thoughts, because if you think negative, negative things will happen. If you think positive, positive things will happen. You have to work to get where you want to be as well. You can't think that it's going to just fall in your lap. You know, hard work is best. And sometimes, you know, hard work is what the generation before you lacked. So you have to push yourself to work hard. It's not going to be a natural thing that's going to come to you, because it wasn't always in your genes. You know, I'm not trying to say like none of y'all family members work hard, but you know, in certain cases where family members settle, you know, they settle for just that job that's just getting them by or just enough to pay the rent. You know, you don't have to do that. So you can push yourself a little bit harder outside of your box. Step out of your comfort zone. You know, that's always best. You got to really push yourself to work hard. You know, you can overcome these curses. Don't let it overcome you. There's a lot more to offer. There's a lot more that you have to offer. And as long as you're living, you have a lot more to offer. So, and I'm speaking from a personal standpoint, you know, I work and I learn best while encouraging others. So I don't want it to come off as if I have it all figured out. You know, I'm still fighting. I just want to be that voice, and I'm ready to put my best foot forward and to step out of my comfort zone with this podcast. You know, I'm ready to give it all I got. And if that means sharing my experiences, my methods, or my views, then that's that. You know, I think that there's a lot of people experiencing things alone, and it's never good to go through these type of things alone. And, you know, so that's all I really have for generational curses. You know, you got to work hard and keep a positive mindset. The struggle is real for everybody. So just keep your head up. So that's it for this podcast. I do want to throw out there that Andrea's first annual Back to School Drive is going to be held on August 3rd. You can catch us on the corner of 45th and Moncrief. We're going to be out there giving away supplies to the kids. So if you do want to help, or if you want to donate anything, please DM me or please DM Andrea. We're so happy to help. I can't wait until this event is here. I'm just excited to see the kids' faces. So I am going to go ahead and leave off this podcast with a quote for everyone. So here's the quote: to get something that you never had, you have to do something that you never did. So just sleep on that. Let it boil. Don't let it go over your head. And that's it. That's all that I have for this podcast. Again, my name is Dee Dee. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button so that you can know when the next episode is dropping. Thank you so much for listening.